So that's our next story is called Trick or Treat. This is pretty good for investors. October turned out to be quite the treat for investors. The S&P is up 9% for the year. NASDAQ's up 11% for the year. It had top September high, and that's the best level since the year 2000 in the dot-com boom. I was part of that boom. Yeah, you guys may not know this, but in the year 2000, no kidding, in January, I was worth $10 million on paper.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a few shekels in the bank. Yeah, had a big hi-fi and internet company. It was the first one to do...
Which one?
It's called theaskingprice.com.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you could... It was in the real estate world, sort of like getting rid of the middleman. You could buy and sell properties throughout the world. At our peak, we had about 1,000 properties throughout the world that you could buy, commercial properties. I was selling the General Motors building for Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did a cool deal with him. We closed on New Year's Eve. That was pretty wild.
You deserve a pat on the back, sir. That's amazing.
Well, that was many moons ago, girl.
The $10 million
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the $10 million man. The problem was within a year, it was crash and burn. It was in the minus category. Well, those were tough times because you had to keep raising money. It was like a world where nobody was making money back then. It was all about eyeballs and visitors to the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, the more you got, and then eventually, raised a couple million, then raised a couple million. Back then, you know how much it cost to build my website? $250,000.
Wow.
No kidding.